my humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my spiritual master Nitya Lila Pravishnam Vishnu Pashishma Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And same in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru Nitya Lila Pravishnam Vishnu Pashishma Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. I don't want to waste time. You should come with me. Where?
Prayer.
Anyhow, you should come in the middle of Ganges, Yamuna and Saraswati and take bath there 3 times. Oh. 1, 2, 3. And then come in the where?
Council
in the
of
Council of Srila Rupa Goswami, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching something to them. We have begun from so many days. We have come up to the Kripa, Bhakti Kripa. After Brahmanda, Parabhyam, Viraja, Parabhyam, and then Golok Vrindavan. I explained how many branches, 5 branches there in Golok Vrindavan. And if 5 branches, oh, so many upa-branches.
Sub-branches,
lakhs and then lakhs. Oh, you cannot count. Their fruits are also so sweet. And then the creeper goes where? In the lotus feet of Kalpa Vriksha, Krishna lotus feet. Kalpa Vriksha, whatever you want, at once quickly you will have this. Anything you want, like desired tree. But oh, the gardener is here. Where?
In this world.
But you cannot imagine that how he is here. By body you can see here. But his soul? Oh, with creeper. So, here, in his body, his high class of association, always hearing, and after hearing he's kirtaning. What he hears? Like what Sukadeva Goswami heard from his father repeatedly. And then he did kirtan in the council of Parikshit Maharaj. And what Sudha Goswami heard there from his Gurudev. And he told to all Saunak Shanak, oh, 88,000 of Rishis and Mahashis. And in their line, Madhavendra Puri, and then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and after that Sarup Damodar Raya Ramananda, and after that Rupa Sanatana. And in this line, up to now, they are following the same line. So you should try to follow. Practically, sincerely, externally, internally, in all ways. The gardener, they are always hearing. Like how, what? Rupa and Sanatan met in Nandagaon, near Ter Kadamba. And they were hearing and discussing. What thing? Sweet pastimes of Krishna. From morning it became 3. They forget that very sun, whether it is hot or so observed, heart melting. Sometimes when they were discussing about the separation mode of Radha and Krishna, or tree even, oh, the, all the leaves, every, all dried and dropped down. Very strange. And when they began to discuss their meetings, Sambhog Leela, how they are smiling, making each other smiling. As you heard, Krishna is madhur, his Radha is madhur, his all gopis are madhur, his crooked glands are so madhur. Even his jasti, you know,
stick,
crooked and very madhur. His mother is madhur, his father is madhur, his friends are madhur, gopis are madhur, cows are madhur, oh, his Vrindavan is madhur, oh, Mathura is madhura. Everything. You cannot imagine from here. If you will attend the association of Rupa Sanatana and likewise, oh, you can hear all. Then you will forget. Like they forget sun, where is sun? Everything. And when they are speaking about all madhurs, everything is madhura. His Leela madhura, his Venu madhura, his everything is sweet, so sweet, so sweet. And when discussing each other, oh, the trees which were dried at all, and new leaves, oh, reddish, they came again. It seems that they were also hearing. If trees are in this stage, oh, we should try to have like this, that we should forget everything. And new leaves in our and manjaris and everything should come, and we should also be madhur, because we will become of Radha Krishna. So we should try to know all these things. So even Mali Gardner is here, but he is testing her. Yeah. Sitting here, like here one day, the pastime of Srinivasa Acharya and Ramachandra. Where this one? Like here. Oh, they are sitting here. And where they are? With creeper. And testing. Like Rupa Goswami. Like Sanatana Goswami. Or sitting here. They were chanting. But at once, they were absorbed. And chanting was there. And they become senseless for this world, but very active for that world. And they are, oh, seeing that as if, as a manjari, they are there in the council of gopis with Krishna. Oh, making so many pastimes there. And sometimes, oh, a shadow comes in their body, oh, laughing, sometimes weeping, like this. And this is the state told in Bhagavatam, evam brata sapriya nama kritya jata nurago jita chitta uchyai hasattatho rodati rauti gayat unmadyati nityat lokvahya. Sometimes Sukadeva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Madhavendra Puripad, all these. Sometimes Narad, what doing? Oh, weeping. Why weeping? Like madman. Have you heard the Bharat in third life? Or sometimes weeping, sometimes like madmen rolling on the earth. Why? Anyone cannot reply. But those who are like them, oh, they can reply. So they became Mahabhagavat here. But his creeper, Bhakti creeper, where has gone? Oh, cloak. Up to Rati, how? Sadhak body will be here. But that body has changed. All worldly things. thinkings and everything has gone away. No vishaya there. Always 24 hours reminding, remembering Krishna, thinking Krishna, hearing Krishna. So they are doing. But when prem will come, he cannot control his body. Whether their bodies are now pure, but now they will give up when prem will come. And someone, what, like Dhruva, became transcendental. They will give up this body here, that no need of taking, that it should be transcendental. Oh, there is transcendental inside, very beautiful. Very beautiful. All having quality. Why to make this body transcendental? Understand by no need of. So eternal body will come. And anyhow, alakshit rupena. You cannot see, but they will give up this body. To go Golok Vrindavan. Jadi Vaishnava. अपराध उठे हाथी माथा उपाड़वा छिंडेता सुख जाए माता. But when he is in this body here, oh, continuing his Shravanam Kirtanam and all this, anyhow knowing or unwell, knowingly, especially knowingly, if Vaishnava aparad will come, they will do any offense to Vaishnava, Krishna cannot tolerate. His name cannot tolerate. His Harikatha, they cannot tolerate. His Harikatha, name, Leela, pastimes, all are like Krishna. Don't think that these are quality. They have transcendental say, Vyaktitva.
Personality.
Oh, they have personality. Bhakti has personality. Shraddha has personality. So if anyone does anything, any offense to Vaishnavas, then what becomes? Quickly Shraddha will go away. When Shraddha, the root will go away, then what will be? Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, up to Ruchi, quickly. And then we will be like zero. Tilak may be there, Kanti may be there, but gradually they will also disappear. So try to know all these things. Don't make offenses. Even you should not criticize them. If any bad person is there, oh, this is not your look after. You should go on. Yeah. You should not come in his association. From far away you can do pranam. And you should always observe him, chanting, remembering and all this. Even what to do offense, it is like mad elephant. It will take the root, from root it will take and
throw it.
Or even you should not neglect. Neglect you should know. You know. Don't neglect. If you are neglecting, so neglecting one time, two time, and then it will become offense. If you don't know anything, you are doing some like offense, or it will be counted in sin. But repeatedly doing, knowingly, then it will be maha maha aparad, offense. So if you are doing bhakti even, and you are doing this, very soon your bhakti will go away. So be very careful for this. Even by mind, you should not neglect bhakti, bhagavan, bhakta, or anything related to Krishna. Never. Even not neglect. A Vaishnava is coming and you went by this. What is this nonsense? you are not happy, then it is like offense, this neglecting also. What is the meaning of upare? Vachinde tar sukhi jaye pata. If it is very heavy offense, then it will uproot it. Or chinde, if it is not so much, he takes only, not uproots, but is breaks the lips, something, that creeper also, and all the lips will dry. So be careful. A Vaishnava has come to any nearby, and he heard that he is high class of Vaishnava, but he could not go there, knowingly. Oh, what? I know all. Oh. Then this is negligence. And then it will take so many lips and it will break, not uproot. And if he is attending again with honor or association going, and repent for this, that I have done this, then bhakti may come. Understand the second? What I told?
Availability or association of a pure devotee, then it may break the creeper. But later on, if you come back into that association
and depend for this,
for not having gone,
yeah, then again bhakti may come. So two kinds. Oh, tate mali jatna kari kare avaran aparadh haste je chhe na hai. So gardener, what he does, he makes a fencing around the creeper, so that mad elephants should not come. Any she goat cannot come, or he goat. Oh, they are very expert in. Oh, there is nothing that goats not taking. Everything they take. So you should be very careful. What is that fencing? What is that fencing?
Good association.
If not good association, even, oh, so many Vaishnava are there. Even they are Kanishta, even you should be in them. They will guard you. Oh, whether he is going to any, any vidhava,
widow,
or any that he is going, then he will fear. This is like a fencing. And if Vaishnava always in association, oh, it is concrete fencing. Wall. So we should try to have be in this way. Sometimes any devotee may be weak. At once he should, anyhow, he should try to go very soon in the association of high class or Gurudev. And open his heart. He should, like book, open. Gurudev, read this. Oh, Vaishnava Guru, my Shiksha Guru, you should read. And he will hear all this and obey. Not only hearing will do, but you should obey them. Kintu, jadi latar sangya uthe upasakha, bhukti mukti bancha jato asankha tarlekha. निषिद्धाचार कुटिनाटी जीव हिंसन लाभ पूजा प्रतिष्ठा आदि जत उपासन शेख जल पाइया उपशाखा बढ़ी जाएगी स्तब्ध या मूल शाखा बढ़ जाएगी. यू हैव मीनिंग ऑफ स्वामी जी? एनी परपर्ट? नो, बट यू शुड रीड द मीनिंग. यू शुड थिंक दैट ऑफ माय गुरुदेव इंस्ट्रक्ट एंड यू शुड ट्राई टू फॉलो.
Sometimes unwanted creepers, such as the creepers of desires for material enjoyment and liberation from the material world, grow along with the creeper of devotional service. The varieties of such unwanted creepers are unlimited. Some unnecessary creepers growing with the bhakti creeper are the creepers of behavior unacceptable for those trying to attain perfection, diplomatic behavior, animal killing, mundane profiteering, mundane adoration, and mundane importance. All these are unwanted creepers, purport by Srila Prabhupada.
Very big?
It's a couple of paragraphs.
So big. But purport has come. Acha, to you in brief.
There is a certain pattern of behavior prescribed for those actually trying to become perfect. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we advise our students not to eat meat, not to gamble, to engage in illicit sex, and not to indulge in intoxication. People who indulge in these activities can never become perfect. Kutinati, or diplomatic behavior, cannot satisfy the Atma, the soul. It cannot even satisfy the body or the mind. The culprit mind is always suspicious. Therefore, our dealings should always be straightforward and approved by Vedic authorities. If we treat people with diplomatic or duplicitous behavior, our spiritual advancement is obstructed. Jiva Hinsa refers to the killing of animals or to envy other living entities. The killing of poor animals is undoubtedly due to envy of those animals. The human form is meant for the understanding of Krishna consciousness. Ato Brahma Jigyasa. Then it goes on for you.
There is some deeper meaning and deepest. Deepest. So much. It can be explained for 2, 3, 4 days. No. So deep meanings are here. You know what is upashakha? What is upashakha?
It's a branch that it's a plant that looks like the creeper. It has some of the symptoms, but it's actually a weed that will strangle the creeper.
You should know that there are two kinds of upshakha, sub-branches. One in tree and one out of tree nearby growing seems to like creeper, but not really that creeper. It may be useless any creeper. Understand? And some very beginning in from the root of that creeper, so many branches, sub-branches are coming on. Here it has been given that Nishiddhachar, Kutinati, Jivhinsa, these are the other creepers which are growing around that creeper, but not same creeper, in same creeper. Like there is a paddy creeper or that. And so many kinds of
weeds
around, it seems that same thing, but they have no grain, but like same, but no grain at all. So they are called upashakha. If you are giving water and all these things, they will grow up and they will cover the main creeper. So that are Nishiddhachar. You are doing bhakti even, but you are doing what Nishiddhachar, which has been prohibited in scripture not to do. Forbidden activities. What is that? Govinda Bhakar. What may be that? Association. Don't drink. Don't smoke. Don't gamble. Like these things. They are separate from bhakti. But if they are, and you are hearing, all the fruits will go there, water will go there. And by this, you you will have name and fame, then all will come to you. Even you are drinking, doing so many nonsense. I know so many acharyas now, so-called guru, here and there. They are doing nonsense. But even they have thousands and thousands of disciples. A guru, from his sannyas, he was deficiated. But the blind followers of that guru, even with them, with his guru, and thinking that, he has been liberated person, and he's so high, more than gopis and gopis, they think, what to do? So these are nishiddhachars. We should try to know all these things. Kutinati. Ku-ti-na-ti. Ku, those who are very bad things. Very bad things. You should not do. But you are doing same. And nati, forbidden things. Like jivahinsa. Jivahinsa means? To kill animals. Even like what? Sweet madhu, madhu.
Honey from behind.
But others. Don't be like monkeys. Don't kill any animal. Like, there was a person like this. And he met Naradrishi. Naradrishi told, why you are killing all the animals? Why not just killing? And you are keeping them alive, but they are doing restless. Half killing. You hide. I have a taste. I feel pleasure in doing this. You feel? And he took some water and he saw that lakhs and lakhs. All they came to whom he has killed. And they are killing one by one. And they were row in row, thousand. And they will kill him. So he became senseless. Again he took some water and sprinkled. Gurudev, I have realized now. Please initiate me. I will obey you. Then he told, you should do this mantra. And I'm coming after some time. And you should not go from here. All maintenance will come to you. Don't worry for that. Very soon I am coming. You should chant and remember this mantra. And he went away. And after 1 year, 2 years, he returned. And this bogus hunter was changed.
Completely changed.
When he saw from far away that his Gurudev is coming, he wanted to do pranam, but he could not do. Why? So many ants, so many insects were there. So he took his chadar and carefully, that they should not be. And then he did pranam. Then Angira Rishi asked, my friend Narad, who is that person? Even he is doing pranam, but very carefully, taking care of the insects and ants. He told that. He was a big, very cruel hunter. But he met me and I told to follow me. And now he is following. I know. You are like desire tree. Or what?
Touch a stone.
To whom you will touch, he will be like you. So we should try to remember all these things and be very like this. So if he will give it, what rising, hearing, chanting, remembering, but doing all these things, nonsense, kuti, nati, jivahinsa and all, then bhakti will not come. Never he will come. Your field is not fertile or very bogus, like desert. And what is la puja pratistha? Inherit that creeper in the root or sub branches has come out. Like, have you seen the creeper of Loki? Loki, you know? What Loki?
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin. It goes very high and very...
Many branches
and many fruits coming. But from beginning or in the root, there will come so many. What is the meaning? That is, if you are doing bhakti, but you want what? Labh, puja, pratishtha. So what they are? Upasaka means ki bhakti, sarup siddha.
Arop siddha bhakti.
Not really bhakti. So try to realize the differences between arop siddha, sang siddha and sarup siddha. I have told so many times. Do you remember? Arop siddha, not bhakti. But even you think that, oh, it is bhakti. Like make a garden, making garden. You are thinking that all fruits will come and I will serve Krishna. But this is gardening is not bhakti. Why not chanting and remember? Why you are wasting your time in this? So we should. Then when you will have all the qualities. Oh, you will cut out the upasaka gracefully. What are they? Oh, I should be happy in this world. Oh, all should worship me. Mukti even, liberation. Even the bhakti of Narayan, Lakshmi in Vaikuntha. Moreover, the bhakti of Ramachandra and bhakti of Dwarkadhis, Mathuradhis. You cannot cut, but doing some, what?
Screaming.
Don't cut, but very good. And doing like this.
Stop in the middle.
So if you want, then cut them. Only one way. Even you will have to scream now. What is spelling?
T-R-I-M.
Trim.
Trim. Oh, you should come. What? Oh, very good. Dasharas. Vasalyaras even. Sakharas also. And then you will see that there will be helpful for Madhurras. One pointed creeper will be there. But various branches there also. Various. What? Especially 360 kinds of branches will be there. And in them so much, or sub-branches. It will cover Krishna everywhere. Conjugal Radha and Krishna. So sweet. So sweet. So Mali, Mulsa ka bar jabina, prem phal paki pade. So many kinds of fruits. As he is qualified. Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vasalya. You know that Shantaras, Dasharas is also various kind. I told yesterday, more than thousands. And in this way, Vasalyaras, or so many of kinds, so many. And then Madhuras, so many of kinds. So now the fruit is there, very sweet, very fragrant, and very soft also. No seed, nothing. Only rasa and ras. And that is Madhura Ras. And from there it comes where? Where there is Mali. Garden. And it tastes, pulses are coming, fruits are coming there. And he is, what is the meaning? But he is about to have prem. And in practicing rati, bhav, with vibhav, shantik, vyabhichari. it practices, involves all these things. And very sweet, juicy, realized taste. Oh, it cannot be told by any words. Even by transcendental words, it cannot be told for the devotees for here. Then, a high class of devotee, oh, he will bring that fruit and give to you that, oh, test how we do. Then you can be alive. Otherwise, not. Like here, the sweet sounds of? Oh, remembering Krishna. What Krishna is doing? He is dancing and making snow, and peacocks are there dancing, and Krishna is with whom? And the devotees will what? He hearing this, and they will at once quickly go to that place, and they will join the council of Krishna, where he is dancing and doing all this. But what is here? This is the stage of Rati. Come gradually maturing. And Mamata is coming more to Krishna. The devotees who are related with Krishna. Mamata. Mamata means? Mind. Oh, Krishna is mine. First it will come. Oh, I am of Krishna. The mood of Chandravadis and others, his followers. And after that it will come. Oh, Krishna is mine. Now Krishna is controlled. And the sadhak becomes in the stage of mood also. Oshwadhin Bhartrika. In the guidance of Lalita, Vishakha, all serving Kanjuga. Oh, you cannot imagine if you are not so much developed. So at the time of Rati, all will come. What is there? You will realize all these things. And then his bhakti is matured with the help of Bhav, Vibhav, Anubhav, Sattvik and all. And gradually, oh, so many transformations are going on. And now he is climbing on that creeper. Gradually. No? He comes out of Brahmanda very quickly from Dirija, Brahmalo, Vaikunthalo, then Ajodhya, Dwarka, Mathura, quickly. Oh, he comes to Krishna, Radha and Krishna Kanjuga. And now he comes in the arms of gopis. As he had endeavored for bhakti and practice. If in Raganuga bhakti he has followed any gopi, like Rup Manjari, oh, there he will follow. And she will quickly be merciful to him. And then you will be in Prakat Leela of Krishna, first in the Prakat Leela of Mahaprabhu. And then you will come in the Omb of Gopis. And you will be same as you have practiced. And then by the mercy of Nitya Siddha Gopi, Jog Maya, especially Brinda Devi, and then you can serve conjugal in there also that Leela, Aprakat Leela. So this is what? Eita Paramaphal, Parampursha. What meaning? Oh, 164.
To taste the fruit of devotional service in Goloka Vrindavan is the highest perfection of life. And in the presence of such perfection, the four material perfections, religion, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation, are very insignificant achievements.
Oh, this is the goal of our life. Actually, we are deficient. Entangled on in lap nishiddhachar kutinati jivinsan la puja pratishtha. We are entangled. We want to come out. But we think that our atmosphere in which we are, at once we cannot give up. We We think that then what to do? If I'm giving up all these things, how to maintain my life? You don't know that you should not be so much worried for this. Oh, Krishna is there. He has promised. He has promised. So try to follow all these things, and very quickly your life will be successful. Gaur Pramanam.
You said if somebody has very bad character, you shouldn't criticize them, but you should not associate. And from very far, you should offer pranams.
Offer pranam means what? Oh, I will not associate. This, not pranam, honor it. It means not. Oh, I will not be with you. No, I am. To avoid.
Then the other question is, you said that if somebody is in Bhava Bhakti, then externally he's hearing and chanting, and internally he's absorbed in Krishna's lila. And the next verse talks about Vaishnava Parad. So the question is, how can somebody in Bhava Bhakti possibly commit
that Vaishnava? Rupa Goswami has shown that he was once in trance, and lame Khanja Krishna Das came, and he unknowingly he laughed for that. But even he thought that, oh, he's laughing to me, and he's somewhat, and by this even, he was disturbed. He was not disturbed, but to show us, to give teachings, that even you should be very careful, very careful. Anything? What?
Why would he talk about Kutinati and those other low activities after speaking about the gardener who's hearing and chanting?
Because he in body, that practitioner, Bhakti Yoga. So maybe happen like Bharat. Oh, he was doing good for others. He was saving the lives. But this is Kutinati. He should not do like this. Oh, if he is drowning, that baby, he has gone there. He must go. If he is thinking that if he is observed in Krishna Lila, he has nothing to do. He will not see. He will never see. And if he has some sense, then he will see, and that quickly he will take it and keep it. And not attached.
Association of devotees, not having the shelter of bona fide guru, can we, by reading books, attain any realization on the level of rati?
Never. It will be that you will not go to hell by hearing and chanting Krishna name. But it may be by the fruit of this, in next birth you will have a very bona fide guru or shiksha guru. And then you will have to go follow same process, as it has been told in Shastra. And if you are neglecting that, no need of guru, no need of taking shelter any Vaishnava, what is written I will do, then you will have to go.
Have no sense of karta, being a karta, how you can commit a Vaishnava
aparat?
If any Vaishnava is not thinking I am the doer, how can he commit any aparat?
It will be only in prema stage. We are not, up till now, rati. We cannot think like this. Any devotees cannot think like this. This question is not proper. Something wrong. If he is in this way, in this stage, nothing to think like that. How will it can? A devotee in the stage of nishtha, he can do. Question like this. But after, when ruchi comes, no question like this. Absurd. When nishtha, mane buddhi purvika,
intelligence,
things that I should chant name. I have no rati. Even I should chant. I should hear. He has no taste. At that time, these questions come. But when ruchi is there, no question like this. All doubts gone. If ruchi comes, no doubt at all, no, in any subject, he has no doubt. Only he wants to hear pastors. Gaur Prema. Oh, you should do one.